At Russia's Kostroma moose farm, a wildlife refuge about 200 miles northeast of Moscow, it's high season for milk. From April to September, moose milk is pumped from you-know-who and made available by the glass. It's used by a nearby sanatorium to repair peptic ulcers. Some scientists have linked it to treating radiation poisoning. But Alexander Banayev likes moose milk for the taste. He studies moose behavior for the Russian Academy of Sciences and remembers that first sip.
Oh, it happened a long time ago, over 20 years ago. I came to the moose farm and they let me test the moose milk and they gave me a little bit and I found it bad, not tasty, because they gave me a cold milk from a refrigerator. But next day, they gave me the milk immediately from the cow, and it was delicious.
And absolutely fresh.
And absolutely fresh, yes.
What does it taste like?
Imagine a good cow milk, but a little bit acid, a little bit salty, not bitter at all. The fat content is about 10 or 11%. Proteins is 8 to 12%, and not very much lactose.
Is it difficult to milk a moose?
No, it's not difficult. It's just like a goat, I think. But they must be raised by men from the first hour of their life.
Yeah. May I ask, is there moose cheese, moose ice cream?
No. We tried to make cheese, but too much protein, I think. And it is very, very hard, just like a stone, becomes like a stone immediately. But I think that fresh milk is better than anything. It has a flower of coniferous forest, a slight flower, though they eat leaves.
And may I ask, do you ever put moose milk on your cereal?
No, we did not try.
Okay, just...
But I tried instant coffee with a moose milk, and it is delicious. The moose milk is delicious. And the coffee on the moose milk is delicious, too.
Well, Mr. Banayev, nice talking to you, sir.
Please.
Alexander Banayev studies moose behavior for the Russian Academy of Sciences, and it's 22 minutes before the hour.